for me right now.
For both of us. Here we go.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Adam.
And this is Ricky.
We're recording out of
Rogers Park in the Chicago, Illinois.
That's right, Ricky. You know where we're at.
You were caught off guard.
I was caught off guard,
You were like, don't know if I can do it.
No, I knew that I could do it. And actually, I suspected that you were going to do this to me. So I was like semi-prepared, but I was also texting on my phone. And you were,
we were too.
We were both texting.
We're so professional that we don't even have to think about it
multitasking.
Anymore.
Multitasking.
Right. No, let me pull up the document because we don't have a week to talk about. I always forget that like in the second recording, we can't really
talk about our week.
Unless we save some of our week stuff. For the next,
that's true.
I did not.
I was just telling you about. I had a little bit of a rough week because my grandmother is in the hospital, which is sad. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Ruth.
My sister's middle name is Ruth.
Aw,
she fucking hates it.
Really?
She hates her middle name.
Ruth is a very specific kind of name. But my grandmother is wonderful. She is like Betty Crocker mixed with like Cheetah Rivera. Like she sings show tunes all the time. She's super smart. She does crossword puzzles. She's
amazing.
I wonder
where you get that from.
Who knew? She's like part of the reason I love like murder mysteries and stuff. Like she is always watching somebody get chopped up.
Somebody called me Jessica Fletcher yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're like, oh look at you, Jessica Fletcher.
There is a no greater compliment. but she's in the hospital because she is having some hip pain, but it is her 80th birthday.
Okay.
So
well, happy birthday, Grandma.
Yay. Happy birthday.
I did forget to mention that we went to Chinatown last night for dinner.
Ooh.
With, one of Tony's friends and the guy he's dating.
That's nice.
So that was fun.
Where did you guys go in Chinatown?
Oh, I can never say the names.
Oh.
Hold on. It's... Because we had to go from one to the other. Because the one we normally like, it was closed for like a personal thing, like wedding or
like,
something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like in the strip mall area. It was like across the street from like New Chinatown.
Yeah. I know. I think
upstairs.
I know what you're talking about.
And of course, we wanted to get dim sum. Well, the two people that we were with wanted to get dim sum, but they stopped at 4 and we got there like at 4:02. And our waiter wasn't very friendly. And we were like, oh, can we get the dim sum? And he was like, no more. it was delicious.
They got standards.
And then we went to like this milk tea place and had some honey milk tea.
Oh, that's fun.
It was good. Chinatown's always interesting because also the auto show is going on right now, so we have those people in Chinatown. So it's like Chinese people and then rednecks with John Deere shit all over.
The auto show has been, interesting people.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go, but I was talking to some people who went. Yeah. And also it's just like, if you don't sometimes, and I feel like this is really, I don't know, like elitist and city folk of me, but I'm like, if you don't know how to use the CTA, stay the fuck off of it.
Right.
Like, I don't need you.
Or get a friend.
Right. Find somebody that can tell you how to act on a goddamn train because I don't got time for your suburban ass. And it's the same goddamn
some of
thing.
It's not even suburban. Most of it's like people like out of Indiana.
Right.
Like
Gary,
you know.
Well, and I also can't handle even people coming from like fucking Evanston to a Cubs game.
Right.
Like, I'm like, because I have to ride the red line. And I just
do not. Well, yeah. And it's bad for you because your stop is like going into downtown.
Yeah.
It's before Wrigleyville. And
right,
so it's the fucking crowded as shit.
Right. And it's like, it's going to be crowded with people going to Cubs games either way, because it's like right in the middle.
But learn how to control yourself. Stop vomiting because you're so drunk or pissing on the train coming from a suburb where you don't have to have that.
Right. And also like figure out what stop you need to get off of. I don't need you to be like, oh my God, are we here? Are we not here? Where do we have to get off? And then like get on and off the train like four times.
Completely not understand that the building that you're looking at is the fucking stadium.
Like, it's literally like Wrigley. And I God bless the CTA though for like the sign for the Addison stop literally has the Cubs logo on it. So like it kind of minimizes the whole confusion, but
they should just call it the Wrigley stop. I mean, I guess, really to stop the confusion, Addison Wrigley is what they should call it.
That's, I mean, I'm all for it.
But of course that means they had to put more money into it, and they probably have to like give money to the Cubs or something to like say that or whatever.
I don't know, but
so we had an interesting week of feedback from our listeners. We had a lot of feedback actually. Yeah. We do have some questions from listeners. You already answered Leslie's question, so we won't have to ask that. But I don't. Do you want? Let's see how we can do this. I think it's important of what the messages were to us, because should we read the message, not say the name?
Like, I think a little bit of like the context, like maybe not like the entire message, but we...
And basically the messages were for you.
Yes.
I responded in my, this is Ricky, I'm a podcaster, and I'm sorry you're upset. Blah, 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 blah. But then it got a little worse. Not for me. So do you want to start talking about it?
And I would start talking about it. I'd have to get to the messages to read them, but essentially like the flavor of the message is that number one, like I said in the last show, talking about acting a little bit too much and kind of stereotyping me as a gay actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm like kind of self-involved and all I do is talk about acting, which I even apologized to the listener because I don't.
Which you really shouldn't have to, because you never really mention it unless I ask you about it.
Yes. And also like, and I told the listener, like, it's part of my life. It's what I do. It's work to me. So if you're going to ask me about my week or my job and I'm in a show, I'm going to talk about it. I don't think that I'm like the greatest actor in the world. But it's something that, I mean, I went to grad school for, so I'm proud of it. So let's see here. So this listener felt specifically attacked by like another listener's comment because they said I was, quote, abrasive. And that's a perfectly valid.
And we teased about it.
Yeah, like we did tease about it. I don't feel like I've been particularly abrasive. So I don't think it wasn't abrasive that he meant initially, which based on this, there's nothing. This is a direct quote from some of the feedback. There's nothing fun about listening to some camp guy drone on about how great an actor he is or how fabulous his skills are, etc., etc. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Bros can handle camp gays when they're nice and gentle, not self-important and demeaning. My main problem with this, and I shared some articles that I would be glad to share with other people as well. There's a lot of problems with the celebration of masculinity, I think, in gay culture, which is, I think, where this is coming from. But I replied that I felt sorry that he was berated, and I asked him to elaborate and kind of describe what exactly is bothering him about my, quote, abrasiveness or campness, so to speak. I'm an actor. Like, I've been called fat. Mm-hmm. I've been called a faggot at an audition. I've had to sign contracts where I've agreed to not gain any weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to criticism. Like, it doesn't really bother me. And then let's see, he replied again, that he's a bro type that can deal with and handle a little bit of the camp voice thing. It's fine. But the moment you get self-important and act like a douche lord is the very moment we say fuck you and back away slowly so your feline claws can't rip our eyes out when we reject you. So,
and then he included me in that, in the end of that. Can you read that?
Ricky, there's nothing at all wrong with you. You're a perfect mix of camp and bro and are looking as fantastic as ever. You just made a super bad call on this one.
So first, I don't, like, I never associated myself with, like, bro.
Right.
Like, whenever I think of bro, I just think of, like, straight guys. Like, I never think of it as in, like, the gay world. Like, but now I see that it is there.
Right.
But I've never acknowledged that I'm, like, that type of person. Because I don't even think I'm bro-ish. Like,
well,
I just kind of think...
the thing is, like, there's... I don't think that there should be room in gay culture for a culture that's been so marginalized and oppressed throughout the years. I don't think that there is any healthy way for us to be like dismissing somebody for perceived femininity.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's such a problem with in straight masculine culture and rape culture, to go there, where people think that being feminine is negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like masculinity is so in need of being dominant over something. So that's why it bothers me when people are like bro and camp. Like there's no
one... I've never even associated a gay person as camp. Like that seems like an acting thing. Like, well, oh, you're so campy. But
I know that that's
like
it's
over
kind
the
of,
top. Is that what they mean over the top?
Well, it's kind of like camp is a very European way of saying like kind of like faggoty, essentially.
Oh, okay.
They say like camp is Christmas. Like mm-hmm. that's kind of like describing you as like flamboyant,
right.
so to speak. And I side note, I was at a party once actually with George's coworkers, and I was talking to somebody and they were like, oh my God, like I thought you were so butch until you opened your mouth and a purse fell out. And I was,
wait, was this a straight person?
No, it was a gay dude. And like, I was offended at first, but then that's also like my perceived, like that I've been taught by society that like valuing masculinity is everything.
Right.
Like I should try to be straight acting. I should try to like look like a bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes the other way because like when I first came out, I was like highlights, glitter, tight clothes. Like I was super like, I'm gonna dress as like stereotypically gay as possible.
Right.
Which was very liberating for me. But I dress however I want to dress now. I wear comic book t-shirts because I love comic books. I don't dress the way that I dress to have people perceive me as butch or straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done having society tell me like I can't talk like I talk because it's less valuable.
Yeah, I also think that experience also comes with age too. I don't know how old this
person totally, is. Oh, totally,
totally. But I think a lot as you grow older, you tend to be more... I don't really give a shit what other people think.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, so, no, that's totally true.
And I don't know how old this person is because I didn't really look.
Right.
But it's so weird to me. Like, I don't understand. Like, if somebody asked me what you are,
yeah,
I'm not really, and I'm kind of, I may be talking about this. I'm doing like a little interview with Bearded Fruit. They're more of like a podcast that talks about like these kind of things.
Right.
We normally don't do that.
Yeah.
And that was another thing in that message is I explained to him, you know, I've been doing this show for 10 years. It's never been about politics or
right.
classifications. It's
yeah.
always been jokingly. So, you know, we joked about what you said because that's how it's always been.
Right, right, right.
Negative or positive experiences. We always joke about it. And then some people do get offended and take
right.
it, you know, but, you know, you take it with the good, with the bad. But I don't know why there's so many classifications. I don't understand why we can't just say gay for everyone. It just makes it easier.
Right.
There doesn't have to be like this, I'm a bro bear or I'm a queen. you know, whatever right, the names right, right, are. There's right, too many right. names. I can't, and I don't know who to call anybody what anymore. I'm like, oh my God, why can't we just right, say right, right. gay?
So, right. Well, I think it's important to, like, if you want to identify, like, and enjoy bro culture or whatever you think that is.
But apparently it exists.
Because like, and it totally does. And mm-hmm. I get it. Like, I lift weights mm-hmm. Because I am old and I'm trying not to. Like, I turned 30 and, like, shit went haywire. So I need to.
I'm about to fucking turn 40. And guess what? You're dying.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I you're believe it. Die. I believe it. Everybody was like, oh, when you turn 30, your metabolism is so different. And I was like, no, I'll be fine, I'm sure. And then, like, sure as shit, 30 and, like, I can't eat the same shit anymore. Right. Like, everything is crazy. So I have to, like, I basically have to work out now to maintain anything. And I am in by no means, like, amazing shape. I'm in better shape than I used to be. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I get, like, bro culture. I get lifting. I get, like, trying to, like, look a certain way or be butch or, like, hang out with dudes and do, like, dude stuff and, like, sports and all of that. But, like, that's good. That's great. Like, I'm glad that you like lifting weights or you like football, but don't demean my experience because I'm an actor and I like musicals and maybe my voice is a little bit higher and my tone of speaking is effeminate.
I guess I just don't even hang around people like that. Like, I know gay guys that like sports, right. but they're not like dicks. Ridiculous yeah. about it, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not around that kind of person all the time It kind of like took me back. I was like, I'm a bro? Like, I'm not even like, well, I don't do anything that's like bro-ish at all. And thank you for the compliment. I mean, even though you were saying all this stuff, thank you for the compliment that I'm looking good. I appreciate that.
It's true. Well, you are.
Thank you. But I can't associate with that, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, I think also.
I fucking make greeting cards.
You do make greeting cards. That's pretty fucking gay.
Right.
but I mean, not to like, we've been serious enough, right. and you know, talking about a little bit of gender politics in there as well. So we'll get back to the humor, but it's just, I mean, I think feedback is feedback, positive or negative, and I think that both Ricky and I are pretty good at accepting that. Constructive criticism is mm-hmm. always welcome. But I think some people need to look at their lives, look at their choices, and look at like whether or not this is enriching their life to look down upon somebody for perceived femininity.
Right.
So anyway.
And you did share some articles and maybe I can put the links in the show notes
yeah.
if I remember to do it so people can. Oh, wait, no, it's the ones that are in the document, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If I can remember to do that, I will. One of the things I wanted to ask you to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if you could just keep a tab of some of the things that we say for show titles. Like,
okay.
I tell you that before.
You're really good at that, though.
Well, that's only because I go, like, look, you guys. When you say something that happens in the show, please do not feel offended when I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because I really honestly don't go back and listen. The only thing I do is when I'm uploading the show, mm-hmm. I'll cut the show like in fourths just to go through time to see if I can find a title.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So if I say something and I need more elaboration, then don't feel offended that I'm like treating you like you're stupid or something.
Yeah. So. Well, it's hard. Going back and listening, even then, like, I can't, my attention span sometimes, like, I don't remember what I talked about 15 minutes
right.
ago.
Although I did listen to the last show because I needed to hear the balloon popping story again because I fucking love it.
Oh my God.
It's just hilarious to me. But, yeah, so if you ever say anything and it's like, I'm like, I don't know what that is. You know, just
right.
tell me. And then I'm like, oh yeah. Da, da, da.
You're not dumb. We're dumb.
Right. Let's see here. We had a question from Terry in Dallas, mm-hmm. you know, who has a hard spot, a soft spot, and a wet spot for gingers. What was Adam's worst experience at an audition? And just to balance things, what was the best experience?
Oh, well, I'm going to talk about acting again.
Did you do it in your most feminine voice?
I totally can. Oh my God. No, I one time I did a voiceover as a female on an answering machine for a play. And they I was in England and like no American women showed up to this like call. Uh-huh. And I happened to be rehearsing something actually as a big fucking butch bouncer in another play, like in like a studio next door. And they were like, is anybody here American? And I was like, oh yeah, no, I am. And they were like, do you think you can do like a lady voice? And I was like, I absolutely can.
Do your lady voice. Please leave a message.
No, it was like, I was calling somebody back that I had dated or something. And I remember her name was Nilou. And I,
Nilou is not even an American name.
I don't even remember, but I don't remember what I said, but I was just like, hi, this is Nilou. I'm just returning your call and I hope I hear from you soon. And like, I remember the director being like, oh my God, it's perfect. So,
did you get paid for it?
No. Oh, oh my God. Rude. No, I didn't.
That's like 30 seconds of time. You
so
need monetary.
Much shit is unpaid, and which is fine. Like when you're trying to get experience, but I've been paid handsomely in the past. My worst audition experience, I already talked about it once where I said Rita Wilson in the middle. That's among my worst. I'm trying to think if there's anything as bad. So you have to do what's called like a voice jury, basically, and you sing in front of the entire voice department and you're supposed to like hit like certain criteria. And one year I forgot to turn off my phone and it was in my pocket and
it was
legit somebody asking me if they were behind on the voice juries, like another voice student. And I got completely thrown off, and it's almost like an audition because you have like specific things that they ask you to do basically. And they automatically failed me. Like they were like, nope, get off stage. You're done. yeah and they like I had to be on probation and they re-juried me the next semester, and like I got an A thankfully, but like it was real bad. It was real bad. And my I would say probably I don't know I've had a lot of like I'm pretty good at auditioning, like after doing it for so long, not to like say like I'm fucking amazing or anything, but like after a while you kind of
here I go again.
I swear to God, like if I think actors murdered that person's parents or something, so it's like Batman. I don't know why anybody hates actors so much. Now we are self-involved and self-important and we like attention, so whatever, fuck it. But my audition, so they read our audition notes from grad school. Like,
I love that you look like a superhero right now.
Hands on the hips.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. when we graduated, when we were like finishing our program in the UK, we went to like this big dinner and they read like their initial impressions of us, because they like took notes like when we were auditioning for grad school. And actually, this is funny because it ties back into what we were talking about earlier. I did a Shakespeare monologue from Othello and as Iago, who's the villain. And I was like, I was directed. When I was being coached for my audition, basically to camp it up, like to do it like flamboyantly, which was super fun and does work for that character in some respects. So I did that, and then I sang a song from Andrew Lippa's Wild Party, because there are two adaptations of the musical The Wild Party, which is actually a poem from the Jazz Age.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really good. You would like it.
Okay.
But there's a La Chiusa version and then Lippa. They're two different composers. Anyway, I digress. So I sang a song from Lippa's Wild Party that I can sing the shit out of. Like, it's one of my favorite songs to sing.
Give us a sample.
No.
Damn it.
To be fair, I can't even remember how it goes right now. I would have to think about it. So they're reading these notes and they were like, well, that like the note was like, well, that Shakespeare monologue was camp as fuck. Like basically like, I think they did say like camp is Christmas, and they were like, it is like super gay. And they were like, but oh my God, what a voice. Like we have to have him. And I was like, oh, that warmed my heart. But like, this Shakespeare monologue was like, I was like, yes, girl. Yes.
Oh, you were yesing before yesing was a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I invited it. I invented it. I invited it. I can't even right now.
Oh my God, we're at 25 minutes, so we need to talk about something. Or like something else. I don't know what else we could talk about. Oh, the weather here, you guys, yesterday. Oh,
it's so nice.
I actually was a little critical of Adam, and I was like, oh yeah, he has diarrhea. It's called 70 degrees in Chicago. It was so nice.
I wish I could have enjoyed it. I did walk around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, I carpooled to the show, so I had to walk to my castmates to carpool. And George and I play Pokemon Go. It's a little thing that we can share.
Still, is that a thing?
Well, they just released new Pokemon from the Johto region. Which is not like I'm not a super video game person. George is a gamer.
Uh-huh.
But not that you have to be a gamer to enjoy Pokemon Go, but like George likes it, and so I like to like talk about Pokemon with him. It gives us something to like bond over.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, and I was like, oh, you should come since they released all these new Pokemon and you can like walk. I walked through a park to get to where I'm going, and so we went on a walk together. And it was also like, I was like, does this park have public bathrooms?
Right.
Because I may shit my pants.
Right.
But we were going to talk about who likes the Shart Week.
Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty has what he has called, and it's coming up soon, I believe. It's the same week as Shark Week, but it's called Shart Week.
Yes.
And what people do is throughout the year, they email him stories about sharting.
I'm going to have
And I told you.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, this is a story so good for Shart Week. You have to let Big Fatty know.
I will.
And then you said, oh, I have plenty of those stories. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, yes.
It's not like it's everybody. I feel like somebody, anybody should have like a good Shart story.
Right.
It happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it should happen. Like, I don't want people to like think that I run around like shitting my pants constantly, because I don't. But
right.
Like, there are extenuating circumstances.
Like the flu.
Right. Exactly. That shit happens. I one time, no, it's gross.
No, say it.
Well,
no,
should I say it?
You can
it?
Say it now, and
okay.
Then he may pull it from the show. If not,
all
you
right.
Can always call him or email him.
Okay. So we, back like when I first moved home from the UK, I had a British boyfriend and like an American boyfriend, and they knew about each other basically, and like it was a thing. And my British boyfriend, I had come home to visit, and my British boyfriend was coming and flying into DC because he had never been to DC and he wanted to go. And I was like, all right, well, like that's not super far from Pittsburgh. I'll go and I'll meet you. So I had gone out with the American guy like the night before I got on the train to DC, and like got drunk, ate really bad bar food or something. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to talk about like tops and bottoms,
right?
I'm not really that much of a bottom, to be perfectly honest.
Oh God,
you.
You're so bro.
I'm
you're so bro.
I'm so bro. Fuck you in the ass.
Bro. Give me the toolbox.
Is that what yeah. They do?
Bring me a six pack. I mean, fuck that mussy.
Oh God. Oh, did you say mussy?
Yeah.
One of my friends told me that one of my friends is originally from Oklahoma. And one of his redneck cohorts overheard somebody
redneck
say
cohort.
Did you get in her guts? In reference to like having sex with a woman, and I could have died. He texted me that, and I was like, what?
Did you get in your guts?
Get in those guts.
Ew, gross.
Disgusting. So
no wonder women hate men.
Right?
Ugh, that's so nasty.
So I knew my British boyfriend was also pretty much like a top.
Mm-hmm.
But I can work with that. Like I can compromise. It's called verse is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
In case you didn't know. Like if you top and you bottom, you're verse.
Just to let you know, I just took a picture of you talking about Shart Week, and I'm gonna send it to Big Fatty now.
Okay, do it. So to continue my Shart story, so I knew my British boyfriend was gonna wanna have butt sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even that big of a fan of butt sex. BJs all day. Like, I'm fine.
BJs are pretty good.
I'm like,
I mean, a handy BJ, less sloppy.
You kinda,
it's not a lot of work.
Right. You don't
you
have
know?
To, like, prepare. Anyway,
right.
So I was like, I had all this bar food and I had beer, and I was like, I need to get rid of that because somebody's going to be wanna be up getting up in those guts.
Right.
Ew. So gross. So I had never experienced a glycerin suppository before. Do you know what that is?
Well, I would think it would be like glycerin that you put up and it makes it slippery, right?
It basically, like, there are these, like, they look like little wax bullets.
Yeah.
And you, like,
they're like oval.
Yeah, like, yeah, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you, like, put it up there. And it, like, basically makes you poop, like, almost immediately.
Right.
Which, also, side note, I keep digressing. Somebody told me that's how they get their dogs to poop immediately outside. And I think that's cruel.
I think that's very cruel. And you should not be. And first, why are you down near your dog's butt? Like, stop doing that.
MacDuff is not okay with people touching his butthole.
No.
He's, like, super protective.
No animal is. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong.
He, like, his little tail, like, hinges down. Uh-huh. And, like, he, like, backs up into a corner. He does not.
Like given a bath. That's the first thing they do. They're, yep, like, don't touch my booty.
Don't touch that butthole.
Right.
Anyway, so I used one of these. And I
on
thought.
On the train?
Not on the train.
Oh, okay.
Before. I got there, or no, maybe it was like right after. Anyway, so I thought I was fine or whatever, and I thought I had like taken care of business. And we went to, there's like a big mall, I want to say it's at like Tyson Square. I think it's Corners.
Tyson Square Mall. It could be Tyson's Corner. I think it's Tyson's Corner.
Is it?
But it's not in DC. It's outside.
No,
of
it's
DC,
like
right
outside of DC. Yeah, Tyson's, yeah, 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 yeah. But it's like a big, like, kind of semi-famous mall.
Right.
So I don't mean to stereotype British people, but they fucking love to shop in America. Like, this dude was like, empty suitcases, hey.
Right.
And like fucking like, but, well, like, shopping in like London is super expensive. Mm-hmm. Most things in the UK are pretty expensive. So yeah, he would like fucking clear shit out. Like,
all that back there is Hendrix stuff.
It's a thing. Yeah. Yeah. So he wanted to go to the mall, and I, long story short, too late. I definitely like sharted all up in that mall.
Oh no.
I like was like, I need to find a bathroom like immediately. Uh-huh. And so
before
I'm,
it
like
leaks out on your pants.
Like, I was like chugging along, like trying to find somewhere to poop, and it did not happen for me. And I had to, my poor boyfriend had to go and buy me clothes.
Why, you waited in the bathroom?
Yes. It was mortifying. It was terrible. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
It is bad. Like, I got some really cute underwear out of it, though.
I guess the underwear you had on before wasn't so cute.
It wasn't then. So cute anymore. Mm-mm. No.
Even pants. It was like all down your legs.
It was bad. Yeah. I had to buy like all new shit. It was bad.
And then you had to leave immediately to take a shower.
Yes. I have to throw it all away. And I was like, I feel really bad for whoever's going to pick up that trash.
Well, hopefully they're not putting their hands down in there.
That's true, I guess. But like, that's not something you want to leave behind, I guess.
Well,
it's not something you want
to
take
with
you.
I had to throw my underwear away before. That was my last shart story last year for Big Fatty.
Yeah.
When I was at Target. Yeah.
Target?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, well, that put us over 30 minutes. That's good. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about, we have our first person scheduled to be interviewed.
Yay.
By us. It will be March 18th. It's going to be Catherine, who is a friend of Brad and Waylon's, who you probably do show stuff with. I know her through Brad and Waylon. But she's super talkative. She's super fun.
Yes. She's amazing.
And we can't wait to have her on. And we want, so what kind of, what we want to do is have a base set of questions for every person that comes onto the show, right?
Right.
So they should be, I guess, gender neutral, I guess, or don't assume that it's always going to be a gay guy on the show.
Yeah.
Or whatever like that. Of course, there's other questions you can ask. And if the person happens to be gay, we can ask those questions.
Yeah, sure.
But we'd like to have probably like a good set of 6 or 7 gender neutral questions that we can ask.
Yes.
So
interesting questions.
Yes. And you can send those to us. We'll try to come up with some, but we also want to like try to get them to talk about themselves and what they like.
And we also
that kind of stuff.
Love when listeners participate.
Oh my God. I do have to say the last couple shows, there's been a lot of participation and I love it.
I do. I love it so much.
And I'm so proud of Adam for getting involved. He's Twittering. He's answering.
I'm trying.
He's giving all the answers.
Yay.
They're pretty awesome. So yeah, we want you guys involved more. So
for sure.
Message us, call us, 20. Well, you're going to get all that shit at the end. And yeah, I guess that's it for this week. And we will, I don't think I have anything. Oh, my surgery is tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll be 1 pound lighter, probably.
Thoughts and prayers. Them some big nipples then.
Right.
Actually, they're not that big. I saw them.
They're not big, but apparently Terry just would, he needs a bologna nipple on one side. You know, he just needs it. Not going to happen.
As one does.
But I'm like, although I'm not really showing it right now, the closer we get, I actually might have a shart story before the surgery even starts because I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Well, make sure that you poop beforehand because I feel like, doesn't some anesthesia make you poop?
I don't know. I know I'm not supposed to eat after 12 or have any water or anything.
Okay.
So,
because they don't want you letting loose on the table.
And it could be possible. I know like when women have babies, sometimes they poop.
They usually do poop, I think.
I remember my sister had her first baby. She was like, I shit all over my baby. I'm like, I think it's kind of natural.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to do that.
Right. And then, and then Tuesday, I have off, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Depends on how much pain I'm in.
Right.
Do
you have off for President's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Holla what? I'm doing my holla what dance.
Raising the roof.
Roman, yeah. Dude, I fucking have P-Day off. What?
I love...
Let's go Trump!
P-Day is for pussy, bro.
Right.
Ew.
Pay for penis! In your mouth!
We'll go give each other bro jobs.
Right.
We'll go give some bro jobs out.
I can watch two straight guys give blow jobs each other. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but then that doesn't, like...
It's not like a real thing, though, right?
Not straight. Like, you're a little less than straight.
Yeah. You're giving a friend a helping hand or helping mouth or tongue or whatever
right,
you're giving.
I guess. Helping butthole.
Right.
My butthole is not very helpful right now. I'll let you know that.
It is not. Mm-mm.
He's angry.
All right. So let's go. This is two pretty long shows. That's good. And then we'll get another person lined up. I think. You wanted to have someone over, so we'll get that lined up.
I have some people in mind.
And also, just another reminder, I'm going to be doing a small interview with Bearded Fruit Podcast. You guys should go over and listen. Like I always say, they're like so smart, and they read articles, and you know, they talk about like real subjects about like important gay stuff, and this show isn't about that.
No, it's not. This was like a shout out to them though today because we got a little real.
Right. It was. I kind of almost felt like them, but not really because they're smart.
Super smart.
Yeah. All right. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Bye. Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.